dear God, creator of all that is, universe, divine love, we give thanks. We completely surrender now into the vastness of unconditional love that is our true existence. And in that space, we surrender and we give thanks. Amen. As you sit there very relaxed and comfortable, I ask that you take a deep breath in and release. Breathe in love and release joy. Breathe in hope and release passion. Breathe in love and release fear. Breathe in hope and release doubt. Continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically as you feel your mind and body becoming more and more relaxed. All distracting thoughts float away like puffy white clouds in a bright blue sky. They have no power over you. And as you sit there very relaxed and comfortable, you begin to see, feel, or sense above your head a beautiful image of a golden rose sun and a beautiful bioluminescent silver moon. The golden rose of the sun and the beautiful bioluminescent blue silver of the moon begin to pour down like liquid. They swirl together above your head, beams of liquid light and color, dancing with each other. They begin to fuse so that every molecule seems to have the beautiful bioluminescent blue, silver, and the golden rose. Allow your imagination to see the colors, so deep and rich and illuminating. And those beautiful colors pour down into the top of your head. You can feel the liquid color softly pouring into the top of your head, illuminating every cell of your physical, emotional, and spiritual being. You imagine that light moving in to your ears and your inner ears, that you hear only the truth. Into your eyes and your third eye, that you see only the truth. And then that beautiful liquid light pours down into your throat, opening the throat center now that you will speak the truth with love and grace. And strength. And then the light continues downward, washing over your shoulders. You feel yourself resting into the light. It feels as if someone you trust and love has come up from behind you to hug you. You let your muscles relax and you rest into that love, into that hug, the embrace of this beautiful light. Your worries and your burdens begin to lift. Feel safe and comforted. And then that light pours down your arms and into your hands, that all those you touch will feel the healing vibration of love. The light pours into your heart. You feel it moving into every chamber of your heart, every crevice, every shadow, even those spaces that you felt were unworthy of love, begin to rest into this deep, comforting, supportive love of the gold and the silver blue light. Just rest into that for a moment. Feel the love. And then the light pours down just below your rib cage. This is the emotional center of your body. Allow the light to flood into the solar plexus, the emotional center of your body, bringing into harmony now every emotion, the full spectrum, the most extreme emotions that may be uncomfortable to the gentlest, all brought into harmony with each other. So you are free to experience the full spectrum with love and grace. And then the light continues downward into your midsection. This is your second and third, your first and second chakra. It is your creation center. Whether you are male or female in this life, this is your sacred womb, where all your truest dreams and desires are made manifest, the core of your being. Allow the light to pour into it now. And then the light pours out your tailbone, filling every cell of your being. Even as it pours out your tailbone, you can feel it also moving down your legs and into your feet. You feel yourself resting more and more in it. And then you watch as that light pours down a beautiful stream from your tailbone and ripples across the earth. And then it moves layer upon layer upon layer into the very core of our earth. The flame of God within our Mother Earth rises up in all its magnetic energy, harmonizing and healing as it moves, until it comes back to the space beneath you, rises up that stream and enters in through your tailbone, igniting the creation center and bringing with it every molecule necessary for you to create your truest dreams and desires on earth. You don't have to know what they are, but you feel them coming towards you, and you let them in. You feel them gathering right in the core, that sacred womb. You know that they are your deepest desires, pure and beautiful. And you rest into them. And then you let that light expand out in every direction till every single cell of your body feels that same vibrant harmony of heaven and earth as one. You can feel your cells tingling, coming alive. It's both exciting and restful in the same moment. Breathe into it. Now I ask that you expand your attention. Just imagine yourself now seeing a beautiful, vibrant world all around you. You imagine yourself now in a grass field that is so soft and lush. Flowers that are colors you cannot even name. Vibrant and beautiful, deep and iridescent. Imagine a sky so bright and blue, pristine, with puffy little clouds that make the sunlight glisten into circles of rainbow. A gorgeous snow-capped mountain in the distance, an ocean to the other side, a beautiful golden lake. As far as the eyes can see, there is pure beauty. And you are free in this space. You look and feel much like you do on Earth, but you're more vibrant and filled with life, and you're healthy and free. Any restrictions that you may have with your body or your thoughts are lifted in this place. In fact, here, gravity is optional. You can walk on the soft grass, or you can bounce up in the air like a trampoline and do flips. You can walk on the ocean floor, breathe water or air. You can fly, or you can crawl. There is no limit here. Give yourself the freedom to play in this space for a moment, to experience what it's like to be beyond the limits, to set your imagination free, and to feel it. Then place your attention on your body, even as you're enjoying this beautiful, vibrant earth and your vibrant self playing. Also be aware of the cells of your body as they're harmonizing with this, ignited with joy. You can feel it in your imagination body and in your physical body at the same time. But you once again allow yourself to rest in that imagination of your vibrant self in this beautiful, colorful landscape. And now I ask that you imagine yourself calling in your ego to stand with you. It may look like you saw earlier in the class. Or maybe it's even changed. Welcome it. See it. It may be wounded from the journey, like a small child that's been rejected or hurt or bullied. Or a wounded animal. Or maybe it's toughened up in response. Or maybe it's gentle and loving and just so excited to be here. Whatever you see, begin to sing it love songs. Approach it. Say hello. Take its hand. And I want you to thank it. I want you to feel your heart opening. The tears may run down your cheeks as you realize how hard this part of you has worked for so long. How much it loves you. How much it wants to be a part of your life. A team. As you stroke it, it may change in its image. Notice if you feel any resistance to this, unsure. You don't want to pretend. This is your space to dialogue. You can even tell it if you're upset or if you've struggled with it. Tell it that it's that you're trying. And it's only one step. tell your ego that there's new instructions, that you're here now when you have worked so hard and your ego has worked so hard to get here. You want to bring all the light of heaven, of the universe, of all that is into earth, into body. You want your ego to help you. That's its new job. But also listen to your ego. Ask the little guy, the little big little ego, what it wants to tell you. What it's been saying that you haven't been hearing. What it's concerned about and what it's excited about. Don't be surprised if it's something comes to mind that you wouldn't expect. Allow your imagination to be the voice of your ego. And listen. And then take a moment to play. I don't know what your ego wants to do. Ask your ego. What would your ego like to do in this beautiful, vibrant field? Does it want to swim? Does it want to fly? Does it want to lay in the grass and look at the sky? Does it want to dance? Follow your ego as it shows you what it wants to do. This is the beginning of a beautiful journey together. It is only the start. You are getting to know each other. You are learning to listen to each other, to be a team. You will come back here many times. But for now, bring your attention, both of you, bring your attention to your physical body. And let the whole experience harmonize with every cell of your body. You can feel it in your body, and you can experience it. Also, in that beautiful, vibrant image. Still aware of the beautiful, vibrant self and the vibrant earth, you allow your attention now to be back in this time and in this space. You once again are aware of the physical world around you. Of the room and of my voice. Take a deep breath and open your eyes.